The heavy cavalry, cuirassiers in the 17th century. From the end of the 16th century onwards, the number of riders in the heavy cavalry steadily declined. In spite of this, their suits of armour were still produced. The expression heavy cavalry can be used in a literal sense, as the suits of armour were now even bigger than before. Proof of this are the items made by Graz armourers Matthias Matic and Hans Prenner in the first half of the 17th century. The officers were, at this time, protected by a padded closed helmet and a huge bulletproof suit of armour. Shoulder covers, arm pieces, breast and back plates, gloves, as well as tassets that reached to the knee, were standard items. Just the feet were covered by leather boots. Suits of armour like this weighed between 25 and 35 kilograms. There were, however, even heavier designs, such as the armour trimmed with pale red velvet in front of you now. It comes from the early 17th century and, weighing 41.4 kilos, including the helmet, is the heaviest suit of armour in the entire collection. In spite of their weight, suits of armour like this did not prevent their wearers from moving properly. Each of the parts were joined together with rivets and leather straps. The wearer could walk, lie down, and then stand up again normally. Most importantly, he could get on his horse unaided. Nevertheless, from the second half of the 17th century onwards, these whole body suits were dispensed with in favour of improved mobility. From then on, armourers produced armour that was simpler and lighter. In 1685, the last of such suits of armour came into the state armoury, supplied by a woman,